Optima Health presents The Wellness Payoff, an exceptional model for improving employee health and achieving unparalleled savings. To see Sherry Harris today, you wouldn't guess that just a short time ago, her diabetes and congestive heart failure were out of control. A patient advocate at Sentara Obese Hospital in Suffolk, Virginia, Sherry was diagnosed with heart failure 16 years ago during pregnancy. Even though she knew what she needed to do to take care of herself, Sherry didn't always take her medication, keep up with her medical appointments, eat right, or exercise regularly. Now all of that has changed because of her employer's wellness program called Mission Health. Sentara Healthcare's program not only rewards employees to get and stay healthy, it provides personal health coaches to keep employees on track.
Mission Health is a wonderful program here at Sentara. I love it. The incentive to participate is wonderful. We get something that's called a Benny card. It's a Visa card. And the company puts a dollar amount on it. And we use the card to pay for co-pays for our doctors, medical visits, and for prescription benefits. The biggest benefit of it, aside from the monetary incentive, is my life, is my coach, is the person, the staff member who contacts me. Her name is Rose. She's a wonderful human being. She talks to me about my doctor visits. She emails me when she needs numbers to make sure that I'm staying on track.
As a result of Mission Health, Sherry has been able to lose weight, discontinue 3 heart medications, and stabilize her blood sugar.
I've had a great success story with Mission Health.
Sentara Healthcare is the parent organization of Optima Health. Like other companies, it has experienced the rising cost of providing health care to its employees. In 2006, Sentara Healthcare sought Optima Health's expertise as its insurance provider to help manage health costs for its 20,000 employees throughout Virginia and North Carolina. Jenny Jones is Sentara Healthcare's director of benefits. She says leadership of the two organizations discussed solutions to this problem.
We wanted to keep our plan because it was competitive with other employers, and we didn't want to have to continue to increase co-pays and premiums. So we were looking for ways to manage our health care costs like many other employers. 20% of our employees were creating 80% of our health care costs at Sentara. And we knew that we needed to engage them in participating actively in helping to manage those costs.
Dr. Karen Bray is Optima Health's Vice President of Clinical Care Services. She was instrumental in the program's development.
We have lots of great programs, and we always have had lots of great programs. We wanted to craft a program that would look towards what was the result we were hoping to get, and how could we achieve that result. Wellness programs often end up being something that's touchy-feely, and everybody can understand that. But for us, we wanted to make sure that we had a program that was going to get to the outcomes that we anticipated.
Sentara Healthcare used an existing wellness promotion program as the basis for its new effort. While the old one offered nominal rewards to employees, it was obvious more generous incentives were needed to involve employees whose health was most at risk. After more than a year in development, Mission Health launched in 2008. Employees were asked to complete a voluntary personal health profile. It asked for blood pressure, cholesterol, height and weight, tobacco use, and how often the employee exercised. On-site screenings were offered so employees could obtain current measurements. This information was used to determine health risk factors. Employees with no or low health risks were immediately eligible for reduced premiums. Those with several health risks who agreed to quarterly telephone conversations with health coaches were also eligible for reduced premiums. Employees who declined to participate forfeited annual premium discounts of $550. Employees with certain chronic diseases, diabetes, coronary artery disease, or congestive heart failure, were eligible for more incentives. They could earn additional incentives worth approximately $460 per year. There was strong evidence that helping employees manage these conditions through healthy choices would significantly reduce healthcare costs and improve employee health.
We realized at the onset of designing this program that probably the largest savings would be in managing the chronically ill employees. And we created incentives for both the well employees who would maintain their lifestyles, but also for the chronically ill, because both groups are important, but we realize the savings would be greater on the disease management side.
The first year of the program produced both promising and surprising results. Participation was very high. By the end of 08, nearly 80% of Sentara Healthcare employees were participating in Mission Health. That included half the employees eligible for the disease management group. What had not been expected was a 5% spike in healthcare costs. But closer examination of the data showed that this was largely due to a 21% increase in pharmacy costs. That's because previously untreated employees were getting diagnosed and taking medication for underlying conditions such as hypertension and high cholesterol, the way they should have been. Then the higher cost made sense. But what would this mean for the future of Mission Health? Optima Health President and CEO Michael Dudley.
The first year of the program, the costs actually go up. And they go up because people are beginning to get more involved in their health care, and they're beginning to take their medications the way they should always have been taking them. You've got to be ready, if you're going to have a program like this, to see the costs go up.
The picture really changed in the second year. While the number participating in Mission Health remained flat, those testing healthy through the personal health profile nearly doubled. And because of early successes, those needing a health coach dropped from about half to one-third. Participants significantly improved their cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight. They exercised more and reduced their tobacco use. In the diabetes program, nearly all members received recommended testing such as eye exams, and that's compared to an industry standard of about 50%. The most dramatic results were in the disease management group. As their risks and behaviors improved, the healthcare costs for these employees were controlled considerably better. Except for pharmacy costs, all healthcare costs for this group decreased. There was an astounding decrease of 35% per employee. In fact, the overall healthcare costs for 2009 were a stunning turnaround from the previous year's figures. Total healthcare costs, including those of the wellness program, were more than $3 million less than in 2008. This was more than a 10% decrease against the expected trend as employees improved their risk factors. This impressive savings means that for every dollar spent on the wellness program, including incentives, Sentara Healthcare saved a whopping $6. That's a huge return on investment. Michael Dudley says the results were even better than expected.
Well, the data in the second year really then show the dramatic improvement. If in the first year the cost went up, the costs go down dramatically in that second year because people have now been taking their medications regularly and as prescribed for a long enough period of time that we're actually seeing fewer visits to the emergency room, fewer hospitalizations, and other expenses for the delivery of medical care have come way down, even though pharmaceuticals may have gone up.
But Dudley is most proud of the changes that Mission Health has made in employees' lives.
We spend our money on life coaches and disease managers who have very aggressive and extensive outreach to the members who have these chronic illnesses and conditions to make sure that they are managing their care as best as they can. And in doing so, that individual actually has a fuller, richer, happier life because their health is improving. And the nice added benefit is there's some reduction in costs.
So what does Mission Health success mean to other employers? It means they can use Mission Health as a model for a wellness program in their own environment to experience similar dramatic results. Just as Sentara Healthcare did, employers can partner with Optima Health to launch a program that will pay dividends many times over. Optima Health's suite of wellness programs provides both the structure and flexibility for any size organization to benefit from an incentive-based wellness plan. Employers interested in improving their employees' health while reducing healthcare costs will find many more resources at optimahealth.com/wellness.